Good morning, and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Brenda Day Bevis and Drew Laborde with DOORS in Longview. Stands for Developing Opportunities, Realizing Success, and it is a youth transition center. DOORS Youth Transition Center, a one-stop shop helping young people ages 15 to 25 who need assistance figuring out the basics and intricacies of adult life. And trust me, folks, that's only the beginning. We have a lot to talk about this morning. Good morning, Brenda and Drew. Great to have you with us.
Hi, John. It's great to be here.
Okay. Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website early in the morning the day after the show airs. Brenda, I've lost track. You've visited with us probably four or five times on this show because of DOORS and some other projects you're interested in the community. Drew, it's your first visit. Let's start by talking a little bit about you. How did you get involved with DOORS?
I used to work at a different radio station in East Texas, and we had done some assistance with DOORS fundraisers over the years. I didn't have an opportunity to get more deeply involved, but since I have switched careers, I'm no longer in broadcasting and working instead as a master's degree candidate at UT Tyler. I was provided an opportunity to assist DOORS this semester, and I jumped at that opportunity.
Okay, and we're going to be hearing more from you as the show progresses and a little bit more about some of the things that you're particularly, I take it, passionate about and more deeply involved with. Brenda, DOORS has been open for about 7 years, started in August 7 years ago, and busier than ever. Let's get an overview of who you serve and just the different things you do in that 15 to 25-year-old population.
Well, John, we serve young people that all of whom are in poverty. They're victims of child abuse and child neglect and other areas of crime many of them have experienced. And so we provide holistic services. That's what really sets us apart from other agencies in all of the East Texas area. We address every barrier that they are facing. And so we have four key programs. Job Ready is one of those, where we help with employment. We teach soft skills and partner with local employers to gain employment, which is the first step out of poverty. We have a transitional housing program where we try to stabilize housing for young people. An Operation Turnaround program where we work with those that are in the criminal justice system to help them successfully navigate that experience and not recidivate. And we have a Healthy Inside and Out program where we address both physical and mental health issues.
Okay. Brenda, I didn't mention earlier on, you are the executive director of the DOORS Youth Transition Center, and of course, Drew Laborde with us today, volunteer, working on his master's degree at UT Tyler, making a career change. And your master's degree is going to be in what area? Human resource development. And working with DOORS this semester as a part of that. Let's go into a little bit more detail on some of these programs, Brenda. Job Ready, let's just kind of tell people a little bit more about how that works and how the participant benefits, how the participant's involved in that, and why it's so important.
Well, it's so important because they're living in poverty, so they need to gain employment. And one of the things, John, that we really emphasize is maintaining employment. We have young people that come to us. We're working with two young people right now that have never, they're in their early 20s, but they've never even had a job. So there's a lot of things that we need to teach them to prepare them to be successful in the workplace. But we also work with a lot of young people that have done a lot of job hopping. They've had unsuccessful employment experiences in their past. And so we're trying to sort through those reasons why their employment was unsuccessful and help teach them new skills. And, you know, that involves communication skills even, and it involves conflict management resolution skills for them to be able to learn, and working out childcare and transportation, all of those things that can help them maintain successful employment.
Looking at the website, which, by the way, is doorscommunityservices.org, doorscommunityservices.org, I see some interesting material about Job Ready. You've given a pretty good thumbnail right there. But one of the things that strikes me about it is this is a three-day course followed by a two-day internship with a local business. And I take it that it's pretty intensive. I mean, if you're going to try and set a person on the right track as far as turning his or her life around within a five-day period, there's got to be a lot of activity packed into that five-day period.
Well, there is. And, you know, I don't think we've ever had any young person complete that course without saying, I learned things that I'd never, ever heard before. We're grateful for our internship opportunities. That's one of the things from my background in management and training and those types of areas, is that our young people need an opportunity before we recommend them to the local workforce. They need an opportunity to demonstrate their ability to be an asset to an organization. So we provide that opportunity. You know, two things happen from that internship. One thing is that local employer receives some unpaid labor. These are local employers that own their own business on a limited profitability margin, and so they have some help. They are getting the jobs done, but they complete an internship evaluation that assesses many areas that all employers are interested in. Did they arrive to work on time? Were they dressed appropriately? Did they follow instructions and things like that? So it gives us a good opportunity to assess where the young person is, provide remediation if we need to, or move them on into the workplace.
Okay, talking to Brenda Day Bevis, the executive director and volunteer and master's degree candidate Drew Laborde today on In Focus. They're both with the Doors Youth Transition Center in Longview. Doors standing for Developing Opportunities, Realizing Success. A little bit of contact information here. We gave the web address a minute ago, doorscommunityservices.org. You can also call 903-803-0100 for more information. You are located at 1125 Judson Road, Suite 153, right down to the suite number in Longview. And are all of your services free of charge?
All are free of charge.
Okay. We have just gotten done talking about the Job Ready program, one of four programs that operates within the auspices of the Doors Youth Transition Center. Let's talk about Healthy Inside Out. How does that work?
Well, you know, John, so many young people have no access to medical health-related services. We hear on the news every day about mental health issues. We have been so grateful to have been the recipient of a significant grant that provides counseling with licensed professional counselors, those that are certified in EMDIR, which is a trauma-based counseling approach, because basically all of our young people have experienced significant trauma in their formative years, and so we are providing them an opportunity at no charge to be able to work through those traumatic situations that they have experienced, and to learn skills that absolutely are transforming their lives.
Okay. Improving basically the overall health of young people in poverty facilitates their ability to see a doctor, dentist, get their eyes examined, to do a lot of things that so many of us take for granted, but that are really kind of foreign to a lot of these folks.
That's right. And recently, John, we had a young lady that that we're working with, and she was squinting when she was looking at the computer, and we looked at her glasses. Let me tell you what happened. These were not even her glasses. They were glasses that she was able to secure at a shelter. They were used glasses. And she had had her eyes examined with some specific lenses when she was in the sixth grade. She's now 20 years old. She took a match and she would melt the frames of the borrowed, because her frames broke. She melted them because they didn't fit her lenses, and was able to wiggle her lenses in there and try to melt that plastic back just to secure her lenses. Well, so many of us don't have to experience a hardship like that, but I cannot even begin to describe to you the day that she received brand new glasses just a few weeks ago, and the joy that she experienced being able to see clearly again, because she hadn't been able to do that for more than 10 years.
Amazing. And just the resourcefulness of someone like that is something that just making the best of a bad situation.
That's right.
It really jumps out at me as you tell this story. And no, I cannot imagine how joyful she must feel. I can only imagine that she must feel very joyful.
That's right.
Given the nature of the story that you told and how unfamiliar a story is. A story like that is to just people, to me and to anybody who might be listening to the show this morning.
That's right.
Let's move on. Another program you have is transitional housing.
So a lot of our young people are unstably housed, and so sometimes transitional housing just means getting them off of a park bench or out of a tent in the woods. And so that could be connecting them with a local shelter. Sometimes we help facilitate just improvement in relationships with maybe a distant family member. Most of our young people don't have any support system around them. Most of our young people have no engagement with a parent, sometimes a grandparent, sometimes an aunt, rarely a male figure.
Mm-hmm.
But we have been successful at facilitating some improved relationships. In working out agreements where a distant family member will let them at least have a roof over their head for a period of time while we're working on other things such as employment. Other times, when young people gain some decent employment, we may be able to help partner with the local sliding scale
mm-hmm.
Housing situation and get a roof over their head that way.
Okay, and the last of your four programs, Operation Turnaround, and that pretty much describes what that does for the people who are involved with it from reading the information on your website.
You know, just 2 weeks ago, Gregg County reached out to us and gave us permission to come into the jail now.
Mm.
So we have full access to visit with 15 to 25-year-old people that are incarcerated. In the past years, we engage with them at an arraignment docket in other court hearings. But now we have the opportunity, because they respect and value our program and the impact that we are having in the lives of young people, that we can engage with them from the very beginning if the young people are interested in working with us. So we work on we teach them about the whole process. You know, there's a lot of legal documents that they don't even understand mm-hmm. when they read them and sign them. But we ensure that they have good relationships, that they are respectful to the judge or to probation officers
right.
and things like that. So mm-hmm. it's been a very successful program.
Mm-hmm. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. We're talking to Brenda Day Bevis and very shortly here, Drew Laborde with the Doors Youth Transition Center in Longview. Doors standing for Developing Opportunities, Realizing Success. Phone number 903-803-0100. And the location, 1125 Judson Road, Suite 153 in Longview. That website is Doors, D-O-R-S, communityservices.org. How do people find out about you, Brenda?
Well, a lot of young people tell their peers about us. They will say, here's an organization that helped me. You need to check them out. But we have churches. We have family members. We have schools, even the court system, and people from many other agencies that on a weekly basis are referring young people to our agency.
Very good. Something that I guess we can take a little bit of pride in and that I know you're very happy about, you wanted to issue a special thanks to the listener who provided a financial donation after the last show, which if I remember correctly, was a little over a year ago. Tell us about that. That was a nice surprise when you mentioned that to me.
Well, it was totally a surprise to us as well. So when that donation arrived in the mail, and it was a result of hearing about what we do here on KTBB Radio, that was a very thrilling experience. Because, you know, John, a donation like that can help somebody like Morgan that we're working with right now. Morgan came to us living in a tent off of Loop 281 in Longview.
Mm-hmm.
She had multiple health issues, skin issues, bug bites all over her body. She had dental issues. She was absolutely starving to death. So here we are 2 years later. I was actually at Morgan just last night at Longview City Council meeting. She joined us when the mayor shared a proclamation on behalf of Doors. And Morgan now has completed vocational training school. She is about 300 hours shy of becoming a plumbing apprentice. And we are hoping that some listener here from your show will give Morgan a chance and help guide her to a very fulfilling, because she loves plumbing, but a fulfilling, productive life as a plumber.
Very good. And if you do want to get in touch with regard to that or anything else, the Doors is just a phone call away. Number is 903-803-0100. Again, 1125 Judson Road, suite number 153. Website is doorscommunityservices.org. Let's move on to how a listener can help. And Drew, I believe you're stepping up to the plate on this one. Your second annual Facebook campaign is kicking off today, Sunday, September 16th. You got a nice proclamation from Mayor Mack at the last, I believe, the last city council meeting. So that makes it official. Tell us a little bit, or as much as you can, I suppose, about how that works and why it's so important for people to jump on board with this.
Well, I'll focus more on why the people should jump on this, because I go to my personal experience. I've raised two sons. I raised them on my own. And 18 seems to be the magic age where we all consider kids to be adults. You jump from adolescence to adulthood. And as parents, we all know that is so not true. Kids never really leave home, especially at 18. They don't know what to do in their world, where to go. Sometimes they don't even know how to address an envelope, for that matter. And I thought I raised my sons pretty well. Psychologically, there is a new term called emerging adulthood, which is the time between adolescence and adulthood. It is now accepted as that period where the people we consider adults don't really have the skills to become adults. Well, imagine just how difficult it is when a child who is in emerging adulthood or a person in emerging adulthood does not have the support system, as Brenda mentioned, of family members or the school. These folks need a parachute. It's really simple. They have a scarlet letter. They really feel naked and vulnerable to the world, like everyone can see right through them. As a result, they become insecure. They don't use eye contact. Sometimes they don't even try, because they feel defeated in the sense that no one's going to listen anyway. Doors provides the opportunity, the tools that they need. Doors can be a parachute and help them to become productive members of society, hopefully in the ways that they choose to do so. A mistake that you make in your youth should not dictate the rest of your life. The fact that you had an upbringing that was not up to par with others should be a reason to help, not to hinder. And every single one of us, if we are truthful with ourselves, knows somebody in their own families or among their close friends that has a person who is an emerging adulthood who needs that helping hand. And that's what Doors is there for, and that is what has inspired me to assist. The Facebook campaign kicks off this week. It's as simple as liking us, you know, and finding out more about how each person can help these deserving kids. And I call them kids because as kids, they do need our helping hand so that they can emerge into adulthood. Every one of them has a different story. Doors is more than a clever pun. It's exactly what they do. They do open doors. You can walk into the office, and Brenda's office, literally the walls are all doors. And it's one of the coolest things as you walk in and say, they walk their walk, they talk their talk, and it is definitely a place that can help.
Okay, so the Facebook campaign kicking off today, September 16th. It runs for 7 days. Is that correct? And is it really that simple? Just as simple as liking Doors Youth Transition Center on Facebook, and the listener has done his or her job right there? Or is there maybe a little bit more to it than that?
Brenda, I defer to you for that answer.
I would just encourage them, after they like us, to share each post with their friends, because that's really what we want to do, is to expand our audience here in Longview, so in the East Texas area, so that more people know about the needs of these young people and organizations like Doors that are trying to help them.
And you're serving now more people than ever, is that correct?
Absolutely. We've already served two-thirds of the way through 2018, more young people than we serve in 2017.
Okay. And you're looking at making people even more aware, of Doors and the services it provides. And that means you're going to be bringing even more people through the doors. Again, no pun intended, but we'll get to that in just a few minutes when we talk about how to donate and how to volunteer. Now, the annual Facebook campaign strikes me as more of an awareness campaign than anything else. Are you also looking at that as a means of raising money?
Well, certainly. We would never decline a donation. You know what? When we launched this campaign last year at this time, it was not for the purpose of raising money. We were hopeful that there could be a donation or two come in. But, John, we received a little more than $5,000 through this Facebook campaign. And so last year in 2017, for two periods of time, we had to stop accepting young people because we did not have the resources. So that was a very nice surprise as the result of this Facebook campaign. And we are very hopeful this year will prevent us from having to turn anybody away before December.
Okay. The other thing that you really want to promote today is a fundraiser, and it's called Bowl It Forward. Now, this is going to be Thursday, November 15th at Oil Bowl Lanes, fourth annual edition. Tell us about that, how it works, how people can get involved with Bowl It Forward.
Well, it's just fun. So you don't have to be a skilled bowler to participate. It's just a fun thing. This year, we're going to have cash prizes for the first time. We have men's flats and women's flats. Registration is at 5:30. We're usually finished by about 9 p.m. on that Thursday night. And so we need sponsors right now desperately, and we want people to sign up for bowling teams. It's four-person teams, and so we are accepting registrations right now.
Okay, and that's Bowl It Forward, Thursday, November 15th at Oil Bowl Lanes, fourth annual Doors Youth Transition Center Bowling Tournament. To find out more, go to that website, doorscommunityservices.org. You can also call, where is it? I know I've got that number on here someplace. Ah, yes, 903-803-0100. As we continue with In Focus this morning, I'm John Sims and Brenda Day Bevis, the Executive Director of Doors Youth Transition Center, joining us this morning, along with volunteer and master's degree candidate Drew Laborde. Drew, I think you've kind of touched on this already, but maybe a little bit more about stepping through that metal frame door at Suite 153 in Judson Road, how that's the first step to self-sufficiency and things just kind of progress from there.
It really is. And not only are the doors open, they're in the process of, as you said, opening other doors. And one thing that I do want to stress, I didn't know this until recently. I asked Brenda, who do you help? And she said, everyone. And I said, well, it's not limited to Longview. No, not limited to Gray County. It is all of East Texas. They turn no one away, which means anybody who is listening to this show right now can get a hold of Doors if they are aware of someone who is in need of this help, or they themselves are in need of this assistance. We are there for them so that they can progress into the next phase of their lives. Any donation helps. $2, $5, $10. $10 buys five meals for the Tuesday Night Life Skills called The Gathering. And anything will help. So please do so. Open those pocketbooks, and you're going to be helping someone in the future become a better, productive member of society.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you can donate online or drop a check in the mail. Find out more about that on the website. Also, donate through Bowl It Forward. But again, as Drew says, any donation, large or small, whether or not you do it through Bowl It Forward or just donating online, writing a $10 check or what have you, donations always graciously accepted, I'm sure. Volunteers also, they have to be very important to yes. your organization. What I'm getting from this, it almost sounds like a catch-22. I'm sure when you add it all up, it's not, but you are taking in so many young people right now, and yet you're looking for more, so obviously you're going to need the resources to handle that population, and I guess that is where the volunteers and those donations come into play.
The volunteers are a really important part of what we do. And what we look for, John, in a volunteer is a compassionate heart, a non-judgmental person, somebody that will just accept our young people just like they are and where they are in their life and just provide support and encouragement. Specifically, how they can help us at our Tuesday Night Life Skills training that Drew just mentioned called The Gathering. We feed them. We have to set the room up and take the room down. And so to have volunteers helping with some of those mechanics can be really helpful to our staff. But at the same time, a volunteer that will just sit down at the table while a young person is eating their only meal for the day and just have a conversation with them is really vital. Because our young people just simply don't believe that anybody cares about them because they haven't seen that demonstrated very often in their life. Volunteers in the office to help answer the phone or shred papers or file, things like that is very helpful. Our case managers transport our young people to all kinds of appointments all the time from the DMV, Social Security office, and many other places. So to have a volunteer that will just ride along and be a partner in that regard is really helpful too.
Okay, and there's a volunteer application online. You can download that, and you do have to, I mean, there's, I would say for an organization like this, there certainly has to be some screening involved, maybe some background checks, things of that nature.
We conduct a background check actually on all board members, staff members, volunteers, and young people, participants in our program.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question. You mentioned staff members. How are you on paid staff, and are you looking at maybe, if you get enough donations, bringing in more paid staff to help you handle this growing population that you're working with?
Well, we have been blessed over the past year and a half to be able to add a couple of case managers. We are a social services agency. We have a licensed master social worker on our staff, psychology and sociology degrees as well. So I have three full-time case managers, but I'm anticipating any day now receiving a confirmation of a new grant where it will be transitional housing based, where we will be able to pay security and utility deposits in the first 2 months' rent for young people that would qualify to enter into a lease. And so I would be adding a staff person, a housing specialist, to help with that and get more of our homeless young people off the street and with a safe, secure roof over their head. So
you're growing and you are working to meet the needs of the growing population that you're going to be serving. It all sounds good. Getting down close to the end of the show here, one of the things that I know you want to emphasize, Brenda, you tell us that prayer support and encouraging words can also be of assistance. Matter of fact, in your view, prayer, the greatest gift that you can give the Doors organization. Let's talk about that just a little bit.
You know, there's kind of no words to express the value of prayer.
I don't guess there would be, yeah.
So volunteers are important. Financial donations are important. But not everybody can do one of those two things. So we really encourage prayer support. I'll tell you, this is the most challenging work I have ever experienced in my career. And so to know that people are praying for us as a staff, that people are praying for our young people, just means more than I can express. So I just really reach out to your listeners and encourage them to be praying for Doors and our work with the young people in East Texas.
Sure. And those encouraging words, I guess they can come by phone or maybe post something on Facebook, getting back briefly to the annual Facebook campaign. Anything of that nature, I'm sure would be welcome.
Definitely.
Even just last night, someone on the Doors Facebook page posted something encouraging. And so when I read that, that carries us a long way.
Mm-hmm. Words that you sent to me is you helped me out getting ready for the show, and I always need a little bit of help with that because you and the other agencies that we interview on this show, you're so monumental. There's so much that's being done out there. But you tell us that wherever you are, whatever you give, you're grateful, and you can promise every person that gives of their time or money that will help you completely change the trajectory of someone's life. That's really what you're all about, I assume. I think that it's actually quite clear from just visiting with you and Drew during the show today. Your door leads to another door and another and another and another. Drew, I think you made that point a few minutes ago, but it doesn't hurt at all to reemphasize that. Close to the end of the show now, I will take the ball here and just remind everyone again about the annual Facebook campaign kicking off today, September 16th, running for a week. A big awareness campaign for the Doors Youth Transition Center that you also hope will translate into some funds. All you have to do is like Doors Youth Transition Center on Facebook, but if you maybe want to put a little bit of icing on that cake, that won't hurt either. And don't forget Bowl It Forward, big fundraiser coming your way Thursday, November 15th at Oil Bowl Lanes. Find out more about all of the above including what we've been talking about for the last half hour, by calling 903-803-0100, excuse me, and the website is doorscommunityservices.org. Brenda Day Bevis and Drew Laborde with Doors Youth Transition Center in Longview. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having us, John.
You bet. Brenda and Drew with Doors Youth Transition Center, our guests this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us as always, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.